to have cyanamide olives. So the Gemara said, Alameata, if this is so that glass is the same as earthenware, lo litamu migaban, you shouldn't become tame from their outer side. Alamatan, klecheres klei neser, tumas and shava. Why do we learn that earthenware vessels or things made from neser, in English just called natron, I think, their tuma is the same. They become impure if something enters their airspace, a tuma, and they make food, right? Umetavin mavirein in the airspace. Umetavin acharein v'metamigabein v'shirasim metarasim. They make food impure that comes in, and they become impure from behind. So if it comes in the bottom of the vessel, and where there's an empty space, that becomes tame. They don't become tame from their outer sides, and shvirasan, when they break, that makes them tahor. That's so you can conclude from here. Klei neser klecheres udumas and shavav midiachrin alo. That's only true about klei neser and klei cheres. So that's the case about that are the same. But anything else is no. I'm rekiven the klei neshabru yeshlam takana shavinu kiklei matachos. Since when they break, they can be repaired. So Chazal equated them to metal. If so, that glass vessels were really the same, and they could return to their previous tuma like metal, because we learned tetnan klei matachos pishutehen umekablehen temein. Metal vessels, both like flat ones, so there's no airspace there, and the receptacles, which do have, are all tame. Nishbaru, but if they broke, taharu, then they become tahor. Chaz v'asmen kelim, chazru l'tumasan yeshana. But if you went and remade them into new things, new kelim, then they go back to their original tuma. V'ilu gabi klei zchuchis, but when it comes to glass, we learned, klei etz uchlei or uchlei etzem klei zchuchis. We learned that wooden, leather, made out of bone or glass, any vessels made of those things. Shutein tahor mekablehen tamein. Something that's flat is tahor, but something that has a receptacle in it is tamein nishru tahor. If they become broken, they're tahor. Chazos men kelim mekabel tumah kan lahaba. If they get made into kelim once again, then they only can be mekabel tumah going forward, but they won't reassume their previous tumah from before. Mekan lahaba. In the Mafrelos, you see it's different. This is only going forward, but doesn't go get the old tuma. Tumas klei schuchis derabanan. So he said that's because the purity, the impurity of klei schuchis is only derabanan. But tuma yeshana derabanan and tuma yeshana is derabanan. So old tuma and glass is derabanan. But tuma deraisa achis derabanan tuma. Derabanan put tuma on something that's deraisa. But tuma derabanan lachis derabanan tuma. Derabanan didn't add like a gezera on top of a gezera. When it's only something drabanam pshutein miha li tamu. Nevertheless, flat vessels at least should become tamei. To have pshute klei matachos darais dinu, because pshute flat ones that are metal is darais. After we rabbanon hakeir kich lalisa falai chum bevakachim. The rabbanon decided to make a decision, like a decision to make it different in order to prevent people from burning truma and things that are holy. That came into contact with them. So therefore you should know that they're different and you'll realize and you wouldn't come to do the mistake of burning these things. Ravashi Amar La'olam L'Klei Cheres Damo. Ravashi is really the truth that they're similar to Klei Cheres, to earthenware. That which it's difficult, right? The Kasha, maybe. So then glass should not become Tame from the outside. Ovenira Tocho Kivaro. Since the inside looks just like the outside, that's why. Shemet Shetach established the concept of a ksuba for a woman, and he established tuma on metal. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Klei matachos daraisa, who metal tuma is midaraisa. Achsev achas havas akasef. Landitzuchal l'tuma yeshana. We're only talking about this when he said that he made it tame. It's tuma yeshana. This means that if something is like remade into a keli, then it resumes its ancient tuma. That's the rabbanan. Dar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Maisa b'shaltzion. Hamalka. There was a story with Shimon ben Shetach's sister, whose name was Shaltzion. She was a queen. She made a mishta, right? She made a party for her son. All the kelim became tame. So she broke them all, gave them back to a metallurgist or something, Viritchan, and he re-welded them. Also made new things out of them. Rambam still said that they go back to their original Torah. The reason that they said that you go back to the previous one is due to they made a gather. They made like a, you know, like it means like a fence, to because of the mechatos, which is the para aduma water. So, in order to purify something that came into contact with a dead body, we know that you need mechatos, and if people would be able to do this trick where they just, you know, it's a big hassle, you know, the third day and the seventh day, and if you would allow people to do it, to just break it, right, then they'll just break it and fix it. It'll be much easier, and like the whole mechatas will never be used again. So Chazal didn't want that to happen because it's not really what Hashem wanted. So this is all good according to one that says that they did not decree that you do the previous impurity with metal with regard to all forms of tumah, only with regard to tumas meis. Right, to the tomb of a dead body. That works out really, really well. And the Madar call it Tomas, according to the opinion that says they did it for every single kind of tomah. Abai said that the reason they would have done it for other tomas is a decree, because perhaps the person wouldn't make a hole big enough to really make it to make it tahor. You know, once people are taking liberties, so then they'll really take liberties. Rabba Amar Gzeira Shema Yomru Tfila Bas Yoma Ola La. Rebbe says because it's a decree that maybe people will say that tefillah on the same day is a sufficient thing, and it's not, you know, might be not what to do. It be not a deratzfinu mir tzaf. The difference between them is where a person completely shattered the thing. If you completely shattered the thing, there was like concern that maybe you won't do it. But if people think that if the concern is people might say that tefillah is good on that day, there's still room for that concern. V'idach mahi detnan. A person who puts some vessel under a like a gutter to collect rainwater. Whether it's large or small, no matter what it's made out of, they could be stone, they could be earth, they could be made out of animal droppings. If it went from those vessels and then went into a mikvah, it invalidates and makes possible that mikvah. Echad hamaniach ve'echad hashocheach. Whether a person puts it or whether a person forgets, and happens, whether you put it out under the thing to collect the water, or you just forgot them out there and they collect the water, that is, it's the same thing. But Beisela says that if you forgot it there and you didn't do it on purpose, it's they voted and they counted up, and Beishame was more large of a group than Beisela. But Beishame would agree if a person forgot it in their courtyard, shehu tar, then it's tar. And he says, Rossi says, there's still the disagreement is still alive and well. Amr of Mishar Shaya, Deve Rav Amr. Mishar Shaya said, in the school of Rav, they said, Hakomodu Kishnicha Mishas Kishur Avim. Everyone says, put them out in the yard at the time when the clouds are starting to gather. Tvei Mitzvah Mishas Pizu Avim, but when there's not many clouds, Deve Kol Tomer, says, Lo Nechal Shnicha Mishas Kishur Avim, Benis Pazu. The question is, if you put it out when the clouds are getting close together, and then they scattered. And the clouds got back together again. One opinion says that his machshava is over. This is no. His original intention is still ultimately being fulfilled in the end. According to Rabbi Yossi, he said the machlokas is still in its place. Wait a minute. We don't have it 18 yet. Avraham Yitzchak af benos kusim nidos. Now he says that the laws that the Kusim's girls are considered Nida from birth was also done that day. So the Idach Mahi, and what's the other halakha? It's not called Matalta Mevina Satuma Ba'ovi Hamardeya. Another decree is that all movable objects that are the width of like a stick that's used to get oxen to move are you know, transmit tumah. Rav Tarfon says, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Ek pach es bonai shazu halacha mikupachas. I'll bury my sons if this is not a mixed up halacha. And there was a person who heard it. Shashama hashomea v'ta. Person who heard this and made a mistake. Ha'ikar, the farmer, over umardo aksefo ve'ihel tzido echad al hakever. So if a farmer was passing and his stick for his ox was on his shoulder and on one side covered a grave, so Chazal said, Timu oso mishum kelim hama'alim alames. They said it's tame because of kelim hama'alim, like it's an oil that, you know, covers over, it's a keli that covers over a corpse. And if it's over a grave, right, so then it becomes tame, but that doesn't mean it necessarily transmits tuma to anything else. I'm going to give ani atakein. I'll correct this a little bit so that the words of the Chachamim will be considered true. Shehu kol hamataltel mevinas atuma aladam shenosa osu bovi yamardeya. All movable objects transmit tuma to the person carrying them. The al atzman bekol shekein, and they bring tuma on themselves at any size. And upon other people and other kelim, it's got to be at least a tefach. Rav Yanai says the ox prod that we're talking about is specifically when the width is not a tefach, and the, like, the circumference is tefach, and they made it takana on its circumference because of its the width. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon the Amar Ekpech as bini as banai shahal chalachos and bukpechas. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who just said this is absolutely not true, so then we're missing one, right? Because we need it. We need still 18. Amar v'nachmo yetzach apenos kusim nidos marisos and b'miyam gazu ubeidach sviru kimeir. He says that the benos kusim, the daughters of the nidos. The laws of Kusim are like Nidas from birth, was Nigzai on that day. That's a he would hold like that. And in the other manner, the other issue of the water, he would hold like Rav Meir, and therefore they have exactly 18. Ve'idach habotzer legat. Another one of the decrees is like this: a person who harvests, and he's taking grapes to take them to the wine press. So Shami Amar Huchsher. Shami says become susceptible to tuma. And Hill Omer Loksha, they're not susceptible to tuma. Remember the Hill Shami. Moskin bitahara. Why do they harvest grapes when they're pure, but not olives? Moskin is for olives. Shami said, if you start starting up with me, then I'll also make a gezeira of tuma on the olives too. Not to cheves emedush. So they took a. They were disagreeing so strongly that they took a sword and they stuck it in the base medrash. They said, if you want to come in, you may come in, but you're not allowed to leave until we sort this out. And that day, Hillel was bent over and sitting before Shammai like one of the students. It was as difficult for the Jewish people as the day that the golden calf was made. Shammai and Hillel made a decree. People didn't agree until the students came, and then people accepted it from them. My time, Amar of Chanina. What's the reason that they made a decree that liquid that comes from grapes doesn't come from grapes? Chanina said it's a gezera that maybe they'll gather the grapes in impure baskets. According to one who says an impure kli makes liquids, right? We'll define the liquids sharper, then everything is good. But according to the opinion that impure keli has no impact on the drinks, then what are we gonna say? It's a decree that maybe he'll gather them in baskets with like tar on the inside, and they're sealed, and then the liquids don't go out of the basket. Since you want it, you're happy to get those, the wine or the grape juice or whatever right away. Rav Amar Gezeira Mishum Hanosh Chos. The Gezeira was made because of grapes that were stuck together. Yom Rav Nachman Amar Rav Arfua, Pam Shalom Halach Lecharmo Leida Im Higia Ha'anavim Levetzira Olo. Sometimes Rav Nachman Amar said a person goes to his vineyard to check whether the grapes have reached the appropriate time for gathering them. V'notel Eshkol Anavim L'sochto U'mazalef Al Gabe Anavim. And he takes a cluster of grapes and squeezes it and sprays juice onto the grapes. V'shaspetzira Adayin Mashke Tofeach Lehem. And then when the gathering is happening, there's still a moist liquid on the things. V'idach Amar. What does the other person say? Yedzayin Amad Beis. Tavi Rishba. Tavi, the bird hunter. Amar Shmuel, said in the name of Shmuel, Avgedule Sruma Truma, growths of Truma, so they grow from Truma that was planted in the ground, are also considered Truma. Bobi Yom Gazu, they made a gazera on that day, my time, what's the reason for that? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Gezera Misham Truma Tahara Beyad Yisrael, it's a gazera because we're concerned that there will be pure Truma, in the hand of a Yisrael. Amar Rava, I dechashidi lahachi. If we're worried about that, if you're suspecting of that, so afrushe nami lo livershu, then they should not take truma off at all. Kivan de efsha lemevad chita achas kedishmo v'loka avdi. Since it's possible to perform in the midst of truma by just one grain of wheat, but that's not what they do. So they're trusted because they're clearly giving more. We're concerned about truma that's tameh being in the hands of the kohen. Because maybe he's going to keep it with him for a while, and then he'll come to a mistake because he's going to forget that it's tameh and eat it. The other decree would be if it's a person was carrying like a keys, like a wallet with money in it on Erev Shabbos, and it got dark, so we're allowed to, the Torah says that he can give his thing to a guy who's walking with him, and that gezeirah was made on that day. V'idach Amar Bali Amar Avimi Sin V'sa'a. The person named Bali said that Avimi of San V'sa'a said the following: Piton v'shamnon v'yenon ubnosein kulon mishmona asudar. The decrees that prohibit bread, oil, wine, and their daughters are all some of the 1800 like Rebbe Meir. El Rebbe Yossi, right? So it's talking about goyish bread, oil, wine, and daughters. So that's all going to come to Rebbe Yossi. Shevsrei havon. According to Rebbe Yossi, it comes that there's only 17. Ika ha derav achabar. So no, you have another decree where they said that you shouldn't eat their bread because of their oil and their oil because of their wine. And so that makes it into two. What do you mean on the bread? They said not to eat their bread because of their oil. What's the difference between oil and bread? Ela gozer al piton ushmanon mishum yenon. They were gozer on the bread and the oil because of the wine. Ve'al yenon mishum benosen, and drinking wine of the grain because they come to marry their daughters. Ve'al benosen mishum davar acher, marrying their daughters because of the other thing, because of idolatry. Because the pasuk says that if you marry their daughters, they're gonna bring you to idol worship. Ve'al davar acher mishum davar acher, and because of the idolatry thing, because of even something else. So he said, what's that even something else? They made a decree on a Gentile baby, considering the Gentile baby like a Zav, even if he didn't have that. So the Jewish boy would stay away from him and not engage in homosexual intercourse with this Gentile boy. So then, if that's what it is, and now according to your mayor, we get up to 19. Your mayor would count food and kelim that become tame through liquid as the same gezerah. Says the Mishnah. Beishamay orim, ein shorin dio v'samanim v'chashinin el kadei sheyishoru miba'od yom. So Beishamay says that you can only soak ink and to produce dye, or like these seeds for animal food, If there's plenty of time for them to soak while it's still the day before Shabbos begins, Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel say that you could doing so, you could do this. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Lotin Unin Shal Pishton Lasocha Tanur, Ela Kadesha Filumi Be'odon Velos Etzemet Liyore, Ela Kadesha Yiklo Ta'ayin. They say you can only place bundles of, like, flax, you know, inside of an oven so that they'll get warmed up if there's time to do it while it's still day. And you can only place wool into the kettle where it gets dyed or something. There's enough time for the wool to absorb that dye during the day. But Beis Hillel, Matir and Beis Hillel say that's okay. Beis Shammai, in person, Beis Chayav, Ofus, Dog, and Elikadesh, Yetzudim, Bibod Yom. You can only put out traps for beasts, birds, and fish, if they'll be able to capture those animals in the daytime. Beis Hillel, Matir, Beis Hillel say, no, you can put them out either way. Beis Shammai, in Mokum, Lagoy, Ve'in Ton, and Imov, and Magbi, and Alov, Elikadesh, Yagia, Lamokum, Karov. You can only sell an item to a guy Shabbos afternoon, that he can load on him, or he can lift on him, if there remains enough time for him to arrive to the near place that he would want, that he'd be able to go to, and the Jew won't have to have anything to do with the Shabbos work. Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel say it doesn't matter. Beis Shammai Omer Einosin Oros LeAbdon V'Lokei L'Makovis Goy Ela Kadesh Yasum V'Odyom. Beis Shammai says you can't give skins to a Gentile leather worker or clothing to a Gentile laundry person, unless there's enough time for the work to be completed before Shabbos. And in all of them, Beis Hillel permit doing it im Hashemesh, as long as the sun is still shining, as long as it's still day, as not yet Yechesam Ralf. In my father's house, we used to give white clothes to a goy launderer 3 days before Shabbos. Vishavin Elu, the Elu Shaton and Koras Beis Abad Vigulagat, and both Shammai and Hillel agree that you can load the beam of an olive press on the olives on Erev Shabbos so that the oil will continue to keep squeezing out of it over Shabbos, and the same thing is true in a circular wine press. That's the end of the mission. Says the Gemara, Mantan Nesias Mayim Lidyo Zuhi Shiyosim. Who is the Tana that says that adding water to ink, just putting water in ink is considered soaking? Rabbi Yosef Rebbe here. Rabbi Yosef said this is the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya says in the Brisa, Echanos and the Kemach, Echanos and the Mayim, Achan Chayv, Devi Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Yomayin Chayv, Ad Sheyiga Bail. It was taught that when a person adds flour, another person adds water, so that's considered kneading, according to Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef says, you're not Chayv until you actually knead the dough into each other. Just adding the ingredients is not enough. Maybe Rabbi Yosef only said that when it comes to kneading dough, Debar Gibelu, because that's the sort of thing that you really can knead together, and it becomes one thing. Aval diod la bar gibelhu, but ink is not the sort of thing that you knead together. So maybe he would still say that you're considered responsible at that moment. That's considered shorit. Lo sakadai, don't think that tanya echanos nasa efer echanos nasa maim achron chayim jiv rebi yosi rebi huda omer ad sheyigabel. That if one person puts ashes and another person adds water, even if you put them together. Rabbi says it's a problem. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says it's not a problem until you need them. So this should do the same thing. My afer, afar, debar gibel, maybe with the word afer, which means ashes, is really supposed to be afar with an ayin, which means soil. And then it does indeed, when you add water, it becomes mud, it becomes a different thing. Vatanya afer, vatanya afar. Well, one brisa says afer, but then we say, wait a minute, we have another brisa that says afar. Mide gabe hadadi tanya, are they in the same place? Those two brisos, Tanur Rabbanon. They're not, so therefore they disagree in both cases. Tanur Rabbanon, poskim mayim legina, erev Shabbos im chashecha, umismalis v'halachas kol yom kulo. It says you can open on Shabbos after night water into a garden that continuously will fill with the water the whole time. You can leave some sort of an incense perfume thing under your clothing on Erev Shabbos so that they will smell all the way through. You can place sulfur under, I guess they did this for silver vessels, in order to color them, and they can continuously keep getting influenced by the sulfur the whole time long over through Shabbos. Wenichen kilor al gabe ha'ayin v'isplanis al gabe maka er Shabbos v'chashekim Shabbos v'lechat kolim kulo. You can place kilor, which is something they would put on the eyes, to make the eyes better, or in isplanis, which is some kind of a bandage that had, you know, like a medicine, a medicinal cream on it on Erev Shabbos, and then it would heal all the way through Shabbos. But you can't put into wheat kernels into the water mill unless they would be ground. While it's still day on Friday and on Shabbos, my time, Rav Meisha Mishmas call. The reason is because it makes noise, and everyone will hear that happening on Shabbos, doing so is disrespectful to Shabbos. Some of the real stuff. We'll forget the noise. What about the fact that you have to rest your kalim, the utensils of a Jewish person, are not supposed to work on Shabbos? The Rav Shvisas kalim. We know the pasuk concludes Shvisas resting your kalim. That isn't the reason. And the reason for the water mill is because Shvisas kavash damid leis hillel. Yes, so Shvisas kavash deraisa. If you say that Beis Hillel actually does agree of the concept of Shvisas kalim from the Torah, Gafras are going to write time ashore. Then why would they allow sulfuring your silver or perfuming your clothing? Mishum lo kavod ma'aseh, because nothing is actually happening there. There's no action that's being performed. Unin shall pish on my time asher. Why did they allow you to put the flax into the that oven thing? Mishum lo kavod ma'aseh menach nach. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. Metzudas chayva ofa dogim. A trap for these animals to kavod ma'aseh. We're doing something. My time asher. Why did they allow that? Hasanam v'lechi v'kukre to lo kavod ma'aseh. We're talking about like a fish hook and nets. That type, some kind of hook and nets that don't really do an action. They just stand in place, and the fish comes into them and gets trapped, but you're not... A trap that performs some sort of actual action on Shabbos would indeed be a problem. Now that we learned that there's a... Right? We learned that he said who only Beishamai says Shisas Kem Daraisa, not Beishamai. Beishamai, my covered mice, Ben covered mice, Ben low covered mice, Asur. According to Beishamai, it doesn't matter if it does an action or not, it's Asur on Shabbos. Beishamai, after covered mice, sorry. Beishamai would say, even if it's doing an action, it's permitted. If you say according to Beis Shammai, even if it's not doing anything, it's prohibited. If that's the case, then why did Beis Shammai allow you to perfume clothing and sulfur your silver? My time is Beis Shammai. Why did they allow it? Hasam manach ba'ara, because there it was placed in the ground. It wasn't where the incense was being placed in some kind of vessel. It was placed into the ground, and therefore there's really no utensil that's obligated to rest. You don't have a utensil here. Gigas v'ner u'kadera u'shvud my time asher b'shamay. What about a gigas, which is some sort of barrel or tub where they would put the beer to ferment, gimatil and bashecher, and ner, which is a candle, kader is a pot, shvud is a spit, they put food to roast. So my time asher beis shamay, why did beis shamay say that that's okay? To mafker lof kure, because the utensils there are, he makes them ownerless. Maybe they're not considered such significant ones, or maybe the person specifically said that, right? They must be declared ownerless. And if a person declared it hefker, so then it's fine. Mantana leha de tana rabbana losamala isha kadera asosios visurmasin. Who's the Tana who taught the following thing? A woman cannot fill up a pot with asosios, which is like pounded wheat, visurmasin, and some kind of bean, and place them in the oven to cook on Shabbos at night. And if she did do that, then even Matzi Shabbos, you're not allowed to get benefit from them for as long as it would take for them to be prepared. A baker shouldn't fill a barrel of water and put it in the oven Erev Shabbos at dark. And if he did do that, to boil that water, so then he has to wait after Shabbos to use it for as long as it takes for such a thing to boil on the Matzah Shabbos. Also, Cain, the Matzah Shabbos, sorry. Lema Beishamai, he will obey Hillel. Let's say this is all only according to Beishamai, not Beishillel, right? So we say, no, Atiyafil Tain Beishillel. Maybe you could say this whole thing is true about Kulfi Beishillel too. Gzera Shema Yechata Begechalim. They made a Gzera because we're concerned that by trying to heat these things up, a person might come stoke the coals on Shabbos in order to speed up the cooking. Yachim Mugmer for Gafris, not only because when she said about Mugmer and Gafris, those both use heat, right? Hasam lo mechate lehu. There, you're not really going to stoke them. Because then if you stoke them, then too much steam comes up, and that's actually not good for the clothing, I guess, or the silver. It's bad for them. So unishal pishton, the bundles of flax, also we should make a gezerah. Hasam kimi the kashaluhu zika. Since wind is bad for them, the person's not going to uncover them. What about wool that was placed into that dyeing thing? So Shmuel said, we're talking about a pot that's not even on the fire, so there's no, it's taken off the fire. It's akura. Maybe he's going to stir the thing itself. You're right. It would have to be that it was taken off the fire, and it's covered, you know, it's sealed with clay around the side, so no one's going to open it. Once we say there's a gzera that maybe a person is going to stoke coals, so then if you have a pot raw, completely raw meat, you're allowed to put it in the oven right before Shabbos. What's the reason for this? My taima came with lochazi leurta. Since it's not fit anyway to be eaten that evening, since you're anyway not going to be eating that night, no one's going to stoke the coals. It'll for sure be ready by the day, but since it's not going to be eaten that night, it's not a problem. And the same thing is true about something that's already fully cooked is also fine. But something is only partially cooked is not good. A person throws in something completely raw, that's going to be fine because a person's not going to stoke the coals once something is completely raw. So now that we learned that anything with which for which like wind is damaging, a person doesn't uncover. The meat of a young goat, which is sealed, so a person can place right by nightfall on Shabbos. But if it's ram's meat and the open is not sealed, it's a problem. Now, what would you say? What about if it's goats, a young goat, and it's not sealed, or if it's rams and it is sealed? We learned in a brisa that you're not allowed to roast basar, right? Meat, batzel, batzel, onions, and beta, and an egg, unless there's enough time for them to be roasted while it's still the daytime. Hasam debarcha lo sharik. So the Bryce is talking about a ram, and the opening of it is not sealed, but in other cases it would be permitted. Igadami, degadya, bain sharik, bain lo sharik, shavidam. Others say that no. A goat, no matter what, whether it's sealed or not, everyone agrees that it's okay. Debarcha nami, usharik shaper dummy. Also with a ram, when the oven is sealed, the same thing. But what are these? We keep leaking the back of the shark. What they're arguing about is ram's meat and it's not sealed up. Duravashi shari verv yamidifti yas ravashi is okay, and yamidifti is not okay. The rashi the shari vatani and solam basar batzel uveitza. What about the fact that we said that you can only roast these things if they will be roasted in the daytime? It can't be done later. Hasam bibisra agmure. There, we're talking about meat roasted directly on coal. Amravina haikra chaya shapir dummy. The kra, which is some sort of a gourd, you know, if it's raw, then you could put a raw gourd on a fire. For Shabbos, came into kasha lezeka kevisa degad dummy. Since wind is bad for it, it's considered just like the meat of a goat. Beishame or ein mochin. I mean, there was the same halachas as goat's meat. Beis Shammai says, "In mochum, you not sell an item to a gentile on Erev Shabbos." We said, "Tana Rabbanu Beis Shammai lo yikra adam cheftzul legoy v'lo yishalenu v'lo yilvenu v'lo yitelu matana ela kadesha gila beso." Says Beis Shammai says a person cannot sell his object to a goy, lend it to him, and loan it to him, loan him money, right, and give him a gift unless there's enough time for him to reach his house while it's still Erev Shabbos. Beis Shammai omer kadesha gila bias. Hasamuch l'choma. He doesn't have to get to his house. He has to reach a house close to the wall of the place where he's going. Akiva Amar Kadesh Yitzim Pesach Beso. He has to have enough time to leave the Jewish person's house. Avyezer Bevihuda Heinein Devar Rekiva Heinein Devar Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva is really saying the same thing as Beis Hillel. He's just coming to explain it more more carefully. Person shouldn't sell his chametz to a guy unless he knows that the person will finish it before Pesach. As long as he's allowed to eat it, you're allowed to sell it. Rabbi Huda says, now we are on Yod Tes Amud Aleph, Kutach Habavli, with regard to Babylonian Kutach. This is like this thing that they used to eat together. And they used to dip all kinds of foods into it and whatever. So kutach, and it has bread inside of it. You're not allowed to sell any kind of kutach 30 days before Pesach, because kutach lasts a really, really long time. The Rabbanon said, you can put food before a dog in a chatzar on Shabbos. Not luviyotza, in his cooking loaf. The dog picked it up, and you don't have to pay attention to that he's going to eat it here or there or whatever. Similarly, you can put food before a guy. Not luviyotza, in his cooking loaf. He picks it up and walks away. It doesn't make a difference. Hasu lamali. What's the difference between whether it's an animal or whether it's a Gentile? Neither the animal or the Gentile have obligated to keep Shabbos, and it shouldn't matter for us either way. Hi, Rami Alei. V'haylo Rami Alei. Kamashmalan. So we say, you might think that the dog, you have responsibility for its food. You're obligated to feed your dog, and therefore it might be different. But when it's a Gentile who doesn't keep Shabbos, it's also not your, you see, he's not your responsibility. And therefore there's room to say that you might not be able to give the guy the food, because who said that you have to feed him at all? And the answer is no, that's not a problem. Tanur ban Alei yasker adam kelov l'goy be'erev Shabbos. A person should not rent his kelov to a goy on Erev Shabbos. Because it's like he's making money on Shabbos. On a Wednesday or Thursday, it's already permitted. Kids wait in Mishalchan. Igros beyad goy b'erev Shabbos. You don't mail letters through a goy on Erev Shabbos, but on Wednesday or Thursday, it's mutter. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. They said about Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi HaChassid. Some say it was actually Rabbi Yossi HaChassid. Shelo nimtza k'sav yado beyad goy me'olam. That his handwriting was never found in the hands of a goy, because he didn't want goyim to have to carry a letter for him on Shabbos. Tanur b'nei Mishalchan. You guys beyad goy Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to send a letter with a goy Erev Shabbos. Elin ken kotzen lo dam, unless you pay him a certain amount of money. In that case, anything he does with the letter is not really, it's like a set sum of money, so that he's doing it for himself now. Because his payment is made up in advance. Beisham said, you can give him a letter as long as enough time for him to reach his own house. Beisham said, he can reach any house nearby to the wall of the city that he was going to. But if he set up a price, what difference does it make when he reaches the city or not? But if he didn't make up a price, that's when they disagree. Didn't we say we're in the Reisha, you shouldn't send a letter? It depends. If the house of the mailman is permanently in the city, so it's like a real mail, there's a post office, and where there's not a permanent mail carrier in the city, then it's permitted to give a letter to a guy only if you set an established price. You're not supposed to set it in the ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. So you shouldn't be working on Shabbos. So if it's within 3 days of Shabbos, you shouldn't go out on a ship. But when is this true? This is only if you're going for a voluntary mitzvah. But if you're traveling for a mitzvah shaper dummy, then you go on a boat whenever you have to. And you make up a deal with the ship. So you tell him that you make a condition that he stops the ship. And even if he doesn't stop the ship, it's okay. There's no need to say that he's going to leave the ship. Umutter litzaidon afilu be'erv Shabbos, mitzur litzaidon afilu be'erv Shabbos mutter. And to travel from Tzur to Tzidon, which is not so far, is permitted even on Erev Shabbos. Tanarbanan, ein tzur al yerushal goyim pachos mishloshin yomim, Kodem Shabbos. One may not lay siege to a Gentile city unless in 3 days of Shabbos. But if you're in the middle of a siege, of course, you don't need to stop. If you're laying a siege against a city that's waging war, you stay until it falls. Therefore, the siege must continue even on Shabbos. Rishon Gamliel said they were accustomed to give white clothing to Gentile laundry people no fewer than 3 days before Shabbos. Tanya Rav Tzadok, it said in the Braisa that Rav Tzadok said, Kacha emin haga shal beis Rav Gamliel, shehinosin kli lovin l'kovish losh yom kodesh Shabbos. Here was they would give white clothes in Rav Gamliel's family to the Gentile laundry 3 days before Shabbos. Utsvuim afilu be'er Shabbos, and colored clothing would give even an air Shabbos. We learn from here that color, that cleaning white clothes is much harder than colored clothing. Abai havias lehahu mono detzviya lekatzer. Abai gave his dyed garment to a laundry person. Amalei kama bosilu. Abai asked him how much you want for the price. Amalei kidechiura. He said the same as anything white. Amalei kvar katuch rabbanu. The one that came before you and taught us that colored is much easier to watch. Amalei haiman diyov mana lekatzer v'mishcha. Abai then said, a person who gives clothing to a laundry person, you should give him by measure, and you should take it back to him by measure. That way, if it's that way, if it's longer, so it caused him a loss because he stretched out the garment, and if it's shorter, then it caused him a loss because he shrunk it. Okay, so that's laundry tips. V'shavin elu ve'elu shato anin. We learned in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you can load the beam of the olive press and the circle wine press. What's different about all the cases in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai issued a decree, and Beis Hillel, and the circular wine press and the olive press, they didn't issue a decree. So we say, look, they only decreed it where if you would do it on Shabbos, you would get a chatas. But putting down these beams of the wine press, even if you did it on Shabbos, is not the sort of thing that you would have to bring a korban chatas for. Who is the Tana who says that anything that comes on its own can be done on Shabbos? So Rabbi Shmuel said, garlic and unripe grapes and stalks of wheat that were crushed while it was still there. He can continue dealing with them after it gets dark. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yud Tesam Ad Beis, Lo Yigmor, should not finish. Rabbi Elazar says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. Ditnan, Chalas Dvashter Riskon, Be'er Shabbos, V'yatzimei Atzman, honeycombs that were crushed on Shabbos, and the honey came out on its own. Also, you can't eat the honey. Relazer, Matir, Relazer is okay. Rabbi Bar Chanina might have a little more. Rabbi Relazer, Rabbi Bar Chanina, why does he say like Rabbi Relazer? I'm the Chassam who to make her ochel, ulibasov ochel, because over there it was originally food, and at the end, it's food. In the beginning it was food, and at the end it's considered a drink, a liquid. We see from Rabbi, according to Rabbi Lazar, that even olives and grapes would also be permitted. Because when Hoshai came from Narada, he came with a teaching along with him, which said, Rabbi Lazar said that olives and grapes are crushed in Erev Shabbos would be permitted. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Braisa lo shmile. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina didn't know this Braisa. Rabbi Lazar, my time alone, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Why did Rabbi Lazar not hold like Rabbi Lazar Ben Chanina? Rabbi Yossi Ben Bar Chanina. Amar Lach, he'll tell you. Lav itmar lo Amar Rabbi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, b'mechusarin dicha. Wasn't it said that Rabbi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan were talking about things that are missing grinding? So when they weren't grinded yet, that's where then nobody argues. What they disagree with is if things were lacking shechika, which is like an additional pounding up. These things are like something that's missing grinding. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina ruled like Rabbi Yishmael. Shemen shel badodin umachtsalos shel badodin. So oil of olive pressers and the mats that they use in olive pressing. Rav Asur Shmuel Shah, Rav prohibited moving them on Shabbos since they're muksa for a specific purpose. And Shmuel permitted it. Hani karche de zuze. And these karche de zuze, which are like some mats that are used to cover merchandise that are transported on boats or something. So Rav Asur Shmuel Shah, Rav Nachman, Eiz lechalava V'rachel legizasa, a goat that's raised for milk, and a rachel, like a ewe, that was raised for shearing its wool. V'sanagolas lebeitzasa, or a chicken that you have for the eggs. V'sori deridya, or an ox that a person owns for plowing. V'tamri deiska, or a person who has dates that they use for business. Rav Asur Shmuel Amar Mutter. Rav says permitted, prohibited, and Shmuel says it's permitted. Ukamifki the plugged your Behuda Rishiman, and they disagreeing between the disagreement of Behuda Rishiman. Hutalmud the Ore Becharta de Argis, Kribishiman. The student who issued a ruling in the city of Charta de Argis, then according to the opinion of Rishiman. Shamter from the Rahuna excommunicated this guy. He put him in Chaim. The Hakrib Shimon Svir Lon. But don't we hold like Reb Shimon? Be'asrei de Rav Hava. This was in the place of Rav. Lo yibad le'meiv hachin. He shouldn't have done this because since the city is under a certain Rav's jurisdiction, so you're not allowed to issue a public a ruling contrary to that. Hani trei talmidei chad matzil bechad mana vechad matzil ba'ar vechamesh mani. There were these two students. One would rescue from a fire with one vessel, and one would rescue from a fire with four or five different vessels. Because you're allowed to rescue your things from a fire on Shabbos, and they disagreed. Like, how much do you have to carry one thing at a time, or can you carry a whole bunch of things at once? And they were disagreeing between the opinions of Rabbi Bar Zavda and Rav Huna. Okay, the Mishnah says, Ein tol and basar, batzal ubeitza, el kadesh yitzol and b'onu. You can only roast meat, onion, and egg if there's enough time to roast them while it's still the day. Ein nos and pasal and dorim chashecha, v'lo charar agaba gachal mechshechi, karmu panami b'od yom. You can only place dough to make into bread in an oven at night, and cake on the coals, or whatever, there's the charar, some sort of cracker or cake on the coals, if there's enough time that the surface will form a crust while it's still day. And Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Lezer omer, the bottom crust has to harden, which I think takes less time than the upper crust. Person can lower the korban pesach into the oven on Shabbos at nightfall. And you can kindle fire into the bonfire of the base Hamokade, which is this place in the base of Mikdash, right close to Shabbos, and the fire will spread afterwards throughout all the other wood. Ubegvulin Ichaf Amud Aleph Ubegvulin, but in the rest of Israel outside the base of Mikdash, Kadesh Yechazot Ur Berubo, you need enough time for the fire to take a hold of most of the wood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bepechamim Kol Shehu. When you're dealing with a coal fire, any amount is enough. Says the Gemara V'chama. How much do things need to be roasted so that they'll be considered permitted? It has to be cooked like the food of Ben Drusoy. It's a robber, and people were chasing the Ben Drusoy bandit. And so he couldn't really wait for food to get cooked that long, so he would, you know, cook it as little as possible. But that's considered, that partial cooking is enough. Anything that is already cooked up to Michael Ben Drusoy will not have a problem of not being cooked by a goy. So in other words, once a Jew cooks something that much, then if a goy goes and recooks it or continues cooking it or finishes cooking it, it's not a problem. We learned in a brisa that anything that's already cooked, like mandrusoy, is permitted to keep on the stove, even though it's not swept away the coals and they're not covered with ashes. So we're not concerned you're going to come to stoke the coals because it's already considered cooked. Okay, so ein nos nesapas. So you can only put bread in under certain circumstances. They asked the question, the bottom that we mentioned, is that the close to the oven or is that the bottom that's close to the fire? So how does that work? So, right, gabi tanur, o dilma tachton haich de gabi haur, means ones that's closer to the fire. Tashma, revelos omer, kadesh yikom panel, habad debakam tanur. It means that the revelos says, the surface that's stuck to the oven will form a crust. Okay, Mishalshlan es ha-Pesach. We lower in the Korban Pesach. So, my taima, what's the reason for this? Mishum d'nei chabura is reason here, because the people in the group are very, very careful. Halav hachi lo, that implies that if it was not for the fact that people in that group were being careful, bringing the Korban Pesach, then it wouldn't be the rule. Ramar, gadu by sharik, bein sharik, bein lo sharik, shabedam. We know that a goat is okay, whether it's sealed or not sealed. Hasam min tach, hachalom into there, it's sliced up. Here it's not sliced up, and therefore the wind is not going to be such a big deal. Machzen es ha'ur, we said you machizen es ha'ur. You can light the fire in that place in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamoked. Binali mili amar Rifuna. Where do we know this from? Rifuna says lo svaru esh b'chol moshe sechem. You cannot light fire in all of your dwelling places. B'chol moshe sechem yatamar b'tamar ben b'durus Beis Hamoked. You can't do it in your personal prop places, but you could do it in the Beis Hamoked. Ma'aslo rechizda ihachi afilu shabbos tamis. And why can't you light that on Shabbos? Amar rechizda. The reason that it's permitted to be, we're burning the limbs and the fats and the different things that are on the mizbeach, and Kohanim are very careful for the mitzvahs, and they're not going to come to stoke the coals. In outlying areas, meaning gvulin means like out anywhere outside, in a person's private, right, anywhere else in Israel, outside the Beis Hamikdash. So then, you have to have enough time for the fire to take hold of the whole bonfire. My Reuben, what's the majority? I'm a Rav. Rov kol echavecha, the majority of each and every log. Shmuel Amar, kadesh shel yomru, have etzim v'naniach tachtem. It has to be enough that a person will not say, bring more branches that are easier to light, and we'll put it underneath them, and then we'll get this thing going. Tani Ruchia, l'siyuei l'shmuel. Ruchia taught a brisa that supports Shmuel, kadesh shel heves ola me'ela, v'lo shel shel heves ola al yedei devracha. It has to be the point where a flame will go up on its own, and doesn't need something else to help it go up. Etzichidi. What about a single branch? Rav Amar Rav Ovyo, you need to be able, you need to, the majority of it, the majority of its thickness has to be burning. Ve Amri La Berov Hekefo. And some say most of the circumference. Amar Rav Papa Hilkach, Bein Rav Ovyo, Uvein Rav Hekefo. You need both the thickness and the circumference on both of those. The majority of each one. Ketanai. Nebuchim Amar Kadesha Yishaches Ha'et Melechasa Omen Reviewed Mazir Mekadesha Tokas Ha'esh Mesayet Stodim. Rav Chia said, we're talking about wood that would be ruined and no longer can be used by like a professional. Rav Yehuda ben Basir says that the fire will take hold from both sides of it. Even though there's no real proof from the following thing, Pasuk in Yechezkel says, if something's thrown into the fire for fuel, fire consumed both of the ends, and the middle of it was burned. Is any of it useful for working? The ha'ach lefanav mivo ares. The ach in this means like a hearth, like a fireplace was burning before the person. My ach, what is this fireplace? Amarav achona. It was a or achvona. A willow branch. Shmuel said it was talking about wood that was lit with achvana, which seems to mean like brotherhood. So each piece of wood is lit by the other one. There was a man who once said, who wants achvana, and turned out that he was selling willow branches. Amr Vuna. Kanim ein tzrichin rov. Reeds do not require that most of the reeds are lit before Shabbos. Agdan tzrichin rov, but if they're tied together, they do require rov. Garinin ein tzrichin rov. Seeds. Someone lighting seeds doesn't require rov. Nasnan bechosolos, but if they're put into these baskets, tzrichin rov, they require a majority. Maskler of chizda adarav. Ibchem istava. The opposite would seem to be sensible. Kinim mevadron. If you have reeds that are scattered, then they're harder to burn. But if you tie them together, they're not easily scattered. Garina mevadron, it's much harder to burn the seeds when they're scattered. They scatter. Not the chasolos, but if you put them in one thing to hold them, lomivadron, then they don't scatter. It marnami chafam abeis. We also learned from Kahana kinim she'agdan tzrichin rov. Kahana said the other way. If you took If you tied them up, then they need rov log. Then they don't really need rov if they're separate. Garin and tzrichin rov. So it's the same thing. Tzrichin rov. Nasim bechasals and tzrichin rov. So Rekhanas is the same thing. Tanu Rav Yosef arba maduros and tzrichin rov. Four different kind of bonfires don't require that the majority is going to be. And those are shall zephes of tar, shall gufris, which is sulfur, shall gvina of like some kind of cheese, v'shel revava, fats. Masin's done afshel kash, v'shel gevava. There's a brice that also said, also straw, and also gevava, which is like pieces of wood gathered from the field that don't really, you know, wood chips or something like that. Rav Yochanan, etches above and tzrichin rov. Yochanan said, wood from bavel doesn't require the majority. Maskler of Yosef, mahi, what is that? Ilema silse. If you're talking about slivers, hashta psila, amra ula hamalak tzarek shayilak barove yatze, silsimi boy. So he said, wait a minute, if you're talking about wood slivers, so now even regarding a wick, Ula said, that a person who lights must light most of what comes out of the vessel. Is it necessary to mention slivers where that most of them would be lit? Like, what was the difference? Rav Yosef, socha de arzer. Rav Yosef said, it's talking about the branch of a cedar tree. Rami bar Abba Amar Zaza. Remember, Amma said it's talking about hisap hadron alach yetzias hashabbos. Says the Mishnah. Remember, they're going to find a malikin. A malikin lo belechesh lo bechos lo beshal chalach lo bepsias eidan lo bepsias midbar lo kashamayim lo bezefes lo shamas shami kikus lo mishem tzreif lo al lo bechelif. The Mishnah is listing now a list of fuels that you could light with, and what, and we start with what you could light with and what you can't light with, and now we say what you cannot light with. Ein malikin, you may not light with cedar and uncombed flax and raw silk and willow bast, desert weed with some sort of green moss that's on the surface of water. You can't light with pitch or wax or castor oil or burnt oil or the tail fats of an animal or other fat of an animal. Nachum Hamadi Omer, Nachum Hamadi says, Madlikin Bechelev Mevushal. Mamadi says that you can light with boiled chaylev, this kind of animal fat called chaylev, and the Rabbanan said whether boiled or not, you may not light with it. Lechesh. What is lechesh? Shuka da'arza, it's like a branch of a cedar tree. Or suka da'arza, it's a branch of a cedar tree. Suka da'arza, it's ba'almihi, what is this? It's just wood. Ba'armanisa de'ispe. How would you make a wick out of a piece of wood? So we say, like, there's a woolly substance of some kind that's underneath the bark. Lo bechosen, you can't use chosen. Amar Rav Yosef, ne'oris shel pishton. It's like a chaff that falls off a stalk of flax. Amar Ravai, v'chzeh v'haya chosen ne'oris. So I said, but doesn't that say the chosen shall be like for ne'oris? So clearly you see that chosen is not exactly the same as ne'oris. Amar Ravai says, chosen michlal de chosen lav ne'oris. Amar Ravai, kitna de diak v'lonofetz. It's flax whose stalk was crushed but wasn't yet combed. So the threads in the stalk are still covered by some kind of a shell. They don't burn well. V'lo b'chalach. You also can't light with chalach. Amar Shmuel, Sha'altinu l'chol nechusei yam, v'amar kulcha shmei. I asked all the people that go out to on boats, and I guess they're tradespeople or something, and they said to me that the chalach is called today is kulka. Yitzhak bar Zera Amar Gushkara. He said it's called Gushkara, which is the cocoon of a silkworm. Ravin, v'abai, havyasukame de ravbana, Nechemya Achud Reish Galusa. Ravin and Abai were standing before Rabbi Nechemya, brother of the Reish Galusa. He was like it's called an exilarch, the head of the exile. Chazid Havalavish Mitakhsa. They saw that he was wearing some sort of silk. Amalei Ravin Abai, Hainu Kalach Ditzan. That is the Kalach that we're talking about in the Mishnah. Amalei Anan Shira Parnda Karinanlei. And he said, we call it Shira Paranda. Or parnada or something. Mesve. Hashiroim v'hakalach v'hasrikin chayevim betzitzis. The Gemara has a question. Shiroim and kalach and srikim, these are all different kinds of silk. They all require tzitzis. Tiyaf to Ravin. This seems like a conclusive proof against Ravin, who said kalach is shira paranda. So we say, Ibai sema shira l'chud v'shira paranda l'chud. It could be that shira is different than shira paranda. And then it's maybe not such a conclusive thing. V'lo b'psila sa'idon, achvina. So, p'sila sa'idon, is achvina, which is willow. Rabin Vavai Habakazi Bipaksa de Tamrurisa. Rabin and Abai are walking in the valley of Tamrurisa. Chazinu lahanhu arbasa. They saw these willow trees. Amar le Rabin Abai, hainu idon ditnan. That's the idon of our Mishnah. Amar le, he ate balhi, that's just a tree. Kalaf, vachele armanisa de bini bini. So he peeled back kalaf, he peeled back the tree a little bit and showed them that there's this woolyish substance that grows underneath. Lobasil samidbar shavra. Okay, so you showed them what it was. We also learned Psilas Hamidbar is like the silk of the desert, and that is something, some sort of plant called Shavra. It doesn't burn well. But Lobi Roka Sha'al, what is this green stuff that grows on the water? Mahi Ilema Ukmasa Decharzi. If this is moss that's found in like standing water. So we say, if Ruchei Mefarchel, I mean, that's very, very brittle, and you couldn't make a wick out of that. Elomer of Papa Ukmasa De Arba, it's the moss that accumulates on boats, which is more pliable. If you dry it, you can make it into some kind of a wick. Tana, hosifu alein shel tzemer v'shel se'ar. It was taught in the Braisa that Chazal added on wool and hair. V'tana didan tzemer v'chavetz kavetz se'ar ichu g'mechrech. So our Tana didn't consider it necessary to mention this because wool shrinks and hair gets scorched. They're completely useless as wicks. Lo b'zefes, zefes zifta shava kerusa. Zefes is some kind of a pitch tar, and shava is kerusa, which is wax. Tana, adkan pasul psilos, mikan ve'elech pasul shmanim. Until this point in the Mishnah, we were talking about wicks, and for now we're talking about things as oils. Pshita, obviously. Shava itzichle. To teach you, it's necessary to speak this out for shava, which is wax. You might think that you could make a wick out of wax as like a coating on the wick. Teach you, even though wax is unusable as a as an oil, it's not a problem to coat a wick with wax. That's completely fine. Amar Rami Bar Avin Itrana Psulta de Zifta Shava Psulta de Duvsha. Itran is the psoles. It's like the leftover stuff of pitch, of tar, and shava, wax, is the leftover thing that comes from honey. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. L'mayinav Kamina. What's a, who cares? When it says lemekach umemkar, it's important to understand this for business. If you're buying tar, the halacha says you can insist upon receiving the byproducts. And same with honey and wax. Okay. Tanabonu klei sha'amru eim ralikim b'ayim b'shabas. All things we see you can't light on Shabbos. Ozim madura, but you can make a bonfire out of them. Or whether it's because you want to warm yourself up with that, or it's because you want to use the light. Whether you want to do it, light it in the ground or in a stove. The only thing he said is not to make a wick for an oil lamp. For shemen kick. What is shemen kick? Kick oil. Amar Shmuel Shaltin L'chol Nechos Hayam V'Amrili Of Echad Yesh B'Kach Hayam V'Kik Shmo. I asked them and they said there's a bird called the kick bird that lives overseas. And it's produced from that bird, this oil. He said this is referring to some kind of maybe cotton oil. It's the oil made from a plant like the kikayon of Yona, like a castor plant or something. That's castor oil. I saw a kikayon, the Yona's kikayon. Vulitsluliva dummy umide pushke rabe va alpum chanvosa madlakon yase. So it is similar to some kind of a tree called the tsluliva, and it grows in swamps, and they place it at the entrance, alpum chanvosa, right? The entrance of shops. Madlakon yase, they put it at the entrance of shops. Umifritsodoi avde mishcha, and they produce oil from the Mipart seed dohe from its seeds. And all the sick people in the West rest beneath these types of branches. The wick that Chacham said you shouldn't light on Shabbos, it's because fire flickers on those things. oils that the chametz you shouldn't light with, it's because they don't get pulled into the wick properly. I had a question. Oil which the chametz you can't light with on Shabbos. What about, can you add oil which is permissible to light and light with that mixture? Can you make like a mixture out of that? Do we say you can't do that because maybe you'll light with them on their own? You can't do it. My time of Vishain Madlikin, because the halacha is you cannot light it. Esvei. Karach davar shemadlikin bo al gabe davar she'en madlikin bo. What if you wrapped something which you're not allowed to write around a material, around another material which you can't light around, in madlikin bo, you can't light that thing. But in my father's house, they would wrap a wick that you were allowed to light around a nut, and that's how they would light. So in any, right, we're teaching that according to Shingle, you could light. You're permitted to light with a combination of permitted and prohibited. Amalei, ademosavt, lei, midirabon Shimon ben Gamliel, sae midatana kama. Because you raise an objection to my opinion, he said, from Shimon Gamliel, so then instead of raising that, support it from the statement of the first Tana, who said you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, "Lo kasha, Maisa Rav." A story that you can prove from a real, it's like a kind of precedent. That's even more powerful. Mikomakom kasha. We still have a question, right? So he was saying this was done in my house. Mikomakom kasha. We still have a question. My love, lahadlik. So you see, we still have a kasha. Are we not speaking about they combined the wick and the nut to light them together? Lo lehakfos, they did it in order to float the wick with the help of the nut, would help the wick stay floating and not sink. Lehakfos, my time at Tanakama. What's the reason Tanakama? You couldn't do it. The whole thing is Rishim Gamliel, and here's the idea. Here's what it really ought to have said if you would have spelled it out more clearly. Karach davashim adlikimbo, al gabi davashim adlikimbo, em adlikimbo. But mezmer removing the hadlik. Avalahakfos mutter, shemishim gamliel omer, shabes ava, karkum seal gabi egos. So really, he was saying like this. Let's just explain. One who wrapped a material that you're allowed to light with, around a material which you're not allowed to light with, so you can't light with it. But when is that true? It's only to light them. But if it's to float, it's permitted, like Rishim Gamliel said, in my house, this is what you used to do anyway. That's not true. So Amar of Bruno Amar Rav, or Bruno said the name of Rav, Chelev Mehusach V'kirvei Dogim Sheni Mochu, fat that was like burnt, or melted down, or fish insides that got crushed up or dissolved or something. A person can put any amount of oil, as long as it's oil that you're allowed to light with, and you're allowed to light. So you see, you're allowed to light with the mixture. So you see, no. These are, the fat and the fish are drawn by the wick, even in their natural state. But the prohibited oils are not drawn in their normal state. And that is the distinction. And they only, the Chachamim made a decree about these fish innards and molten fat, because maybe you have unmolten fat or undissolved fish innards. So the Gemara says, so why don't they make the gzera all the way and say you can't even do the next thing? When something is a gzera, we don't get up and make another gzera on top of the gzera. So we want to extend the gzera all that far. Tani Ram Barchama. Any oils that you're not and wicks that you're not supposed to light on Shabbos, we also don't use in the base. There's supposed to be a continuously burning candle. Hu Tani La, Vahu Amar La. Kadesh shall have us on the Mayla, Veloshte Ola Al Yede Davacher. And the reason is because the flame needs to go up on its own, and it can't be going up by something else, adjusting wicks and things. Tanan. Mib lo e Michnasei Kahanim. We learned, the Mishnah says, they would unravel the torn up, you know, the worn out pants of the kahanim, umehem yonehem hayu mafkiin, umehem alikin, and they would undo their and their belts and stuff, the old belts, and they would use those to light. Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shani, so that's when they used to. That's the answer is no. That was specifically for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That wasn't for the lighting of the menorah. Those are sort of specific things of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that they would use those items. Tashma, Tetan, Rabba Bar Masna, Big Dei Kehuna Shebalam of Kinosan. Rabba Bar Masna said, Big Dei Kehuna that got worn out, so they would unravel them into threads. And they would make wicks of the Beis HaMikdash. Umehenayu Simsilas LaMikdash. They would make the wicks of the Beis HaMikdash. My love, Dekilayim Lo Debuts. Is this not referring to garments that are made of different kinds, like mixtures of, you know, wool and linen, of Kilayim? So you say, no. My love, Kilayim Lo Debuts. No, we're talking about just things that are made out of linen on their own. When we're talking about psilos ushmanim shemecham emelikim b'shabbos, these things that you can't light with on Shabbos, the wicks and the oils. Emelikim b'chanuk kikizim b'chanukah ben b'shabbos ben b'chol, whether weekday Chanukah or Shabbos Chanukah. Rav my time with Rav Huna Kosover kav sozokukla, because he's of the opinion that if your candle went out, you have to go and relight it. Umotu l'shabbos l'or, and that you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah menorah. Rechizda emelikim b'chol aval lo b'shabbos. Rechizda who says you can light them on the weekday of Chanukah but not on the Shabbos of Chanukah. Kasavar, he understands kavtsa chaf aleph mud beis and zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to go and relight your menorah if it goes out. Umut l'shamish l'oru, and that you're permitted to use the light of the menorah. Amar Rezera, Amar Masna, Amar Lo Rezera, Amar Rav, Psil Shushman, Shabbat Chamein, Amar Ligam, Amar Shabbos. The oils and wicks that you shouldn't light on Shabbos, you are allowed to light on Chanukah, be Mechom Shabbos, either weekday on Shabbos, or if you're Mechom Shabbos, because Shabbos comes in, he calls, if your menorah went out, you don't have to relight it, and you're not allowed to use, you're prohibited to use the light. Therefore, even on Shabbos, we're not worried you're going to adjust the wick or something, because you're not allowed to use the light. Amru Rabbanan Kmei Dabai Mishmei Dur Yirmiya. The Rabbanan said this halacha before Abai, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya. Lo Kibble, he didn't accept that it was true. Right, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, so he didn't. He wasn't so interested. When they quoted the name of Rabbi Yochanan, then he accepted that. He considered Rabbi Yochanan to be unimpeachable and whatever. And he said, had I merited, I would have paid attention to this halacha from the beginning. So he says Hagamra, but he did learn it. So he said, no, but the difference is that, you know, if he learned it when he was Girs the Yankasa, when he was really young, he would really, really remember it. Is it true that if something goes out on Chanukah, you don't have to relight it? Because we know that the mitzvah is from sunset until Tichle Regel Minashuk, until people are no longer walking the marketplace. My love, the Ikavsa Hadar Madlikla. So you see from here that if it went out, you have to relight it. Lo. That's not it. Lo Adlik Madlik. It means if you didn't light yet, you still have to light. The inami l'shiure, are also telling you how much oil has to be in there is enough. From tishkach hamach tichle regel min hashuk. Okay, ad tichle regel min hashuk v'ad kama, until tichle regel min hashuk. How far is that? Until traffic stops in the marketplace. Nobody's walking in the marketplace. Ad tichle regel tamudoi, until the tamudoi people are no longer in the they used to sell wood and stuff in the marketplace, and they were there at towards longer than other people. The mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle for the house. Mahadrin, which Rashi says people that chase after mitzvos. Mahadrin here means to chase as opposed to hider mitzvah. Says Rashi, it's one candle per person instead of one per family. Mahadrin, the people that chase after mitzvahs from within that group of pieces chase after mitzvahs. Beishamai says the first day you do eight and then you go down one each day. Beishamai says you start at one and you go up one each day. Amar Ula, please go to Amar Rava. There was a disagreement between two Amar Ravim in the west. Rabbi Yosef Avin, Rabbi Yosef Barzvi. The Chad Amar time of the Beis Shammai, can I get Yom HaNechlasim? One says the reason Beis Shammai is because of the days that are coming in. Time of the day, so can I get Yom HaNechlasim? How many days are leaving? The Chad Amar time of the Beis Shammai, can I get Pari HaChag? Other one says that the opinion of Beis Shammai is because of the number of animals that are brought on Sukkos, where we go down each day. The time of the day, so the Malin B'Kodesh Uvinim, and the reason for Beis Hillel is because Malin B'Kodesh, we are supposed to rise in matters of Kedusha, and not go down. There were two elder men in the city of Tzidon. Each one did. One did like Shem, one did the Kila, and each one would explain. Because I'm doing it because of the Pari HaChag, and that's the reason B'Shamai. And the other one said it's because of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'en Marid, and that's why he doesn't kill. Tanur Bana Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah L'Nichal, Pesach Ve'en Simuchot. It's a mitzvah Ner Chanukah to put it at the door of your house in the outside of Mahay Dor Ba'ali. And if a person lived in an attic, Ve'en Nichal B'Chalon HaSmuch L'Shiz Rab, and then you put it in a window that can be seen from the public, U'B'Shas HaSakana. And if a person is in the time of danger, then you put on your own dining room table or something, and the table on the inside, and that's enough. You don't have to risk your life if the Gentiles said that you're not allowed to light these candles. A person needs another candle to use its light. But if there's some other light, like a bonfire or something, then it doesn't need one. If he's an important person, who's not used to using light from a bonfire, then even though there's a bonfire, you should still light another light. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? The 25th of Kislev are 8 days of Chanukah. 8 days where we don't do eulogies and we don't fast. When the Greeks came into the sanctuary of the temple, they made all of the oils but when the Hasmonean dynasty became strong and conquered them, but only could find one jug of oil that had the signature of the Kohen Gadol on it, the seal of the Kohen Gadol. There was only enough in there to light for one day. But a miracle happened. It lasted for 8 days. The next year they established them and made them holidays for Halal v'Hoda'ah. Halal v'hoda. Okay. For praise and thanksgiving. Ta'anan hasam. The Mishnah says, Geitzei yotzei mitachas batzei v'yotzei v'yotzei chayv. A spark that comes out from under a hammer is chayv. Gomash don pishon v'hoi ov v'shizu rabim. If you had a camel that was carrying flax and was passing v'shizu rabim. Nichasa pishon l'sochachanus. And the flax on this camel went into a shop. V'dolka b'nei rishal chen v'ni v'hilikas abira. And it got caught with a shopkeeper's candle and lit up a building. The owner of the camel is chayv. But if the shopkeeper put a fire out in the street, his candle out in the street, the shopkeeper is chayv. If it's a Chanukah candle out in the street, it's considered pater, because he has permission. Remember, Ravina Mishum de Rabba. Ravina quoted Rabba. You see from here that it's a mitzvah to light the Chanukah candle within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because if you have to put it over 10 tefachim, and the person could say, you should have put it higher than a person who's riding on a camel that's right. So you say, maybe if we give the guy a hard time about where he has to put it, higher or lower, so then he's going to avoid doing this and say it's too much trouble. Rav Kahana said that Rav Nasan bar Minyomi taught the name of Tanchum Chaf Beis Amad Alf. A Chanukah candle that was put more than 20 amas high, so that's not kosher. Kesukah ukemavui, like a sukkah which can't be so high, ukemavui, or like an alleyway. So for Eruvin, this would be too high. Rav Kahana, Darish Rav Nasan bar Minyomi Yoshedur Tanchum. What does it mean in the Torah when it says the bore, the pit that Yosef was thrown into was empty and it didn't have any water in it? If I know it's empty, if it's empty, then it's empty. It doesn't have water either. It means if it's empty of water, but it did have snakes and scorpions. Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah to place within the tefach close to the door. It's a hand breath. Where do you put it? He says on the right side. On the left side. Mi small. The halacha is you put on the left side. Ner Chanukah mi small. Umezuza mi yamin. So the Chanukah candle should be on the left side, and the mezuzah on the right side, you're surrounded by the mitzvahs. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi, Amar Rav. Also, the heart says most kinegan echanak. You're not allowed to count your money in front of the Chanukah candles. Kamitzik v'dishmol, Amar v'chiner kedusha yeshba. Does the candle have some kind of holiness to it? Maskif l'Rav Yosef, v'chidam kedusha yeshbo. Does blood have holiness to it? T'tani v'shafach chisa b'ma sheshafach yechasa. That which you spill, the blood of a slaughtered animal, right? You spill the blood and you cover it with dust. Shalei chasa beregel, shalei heimitzas bezuyas alav. You don't cover it with your foot. The reason is a mitzvah shouldn't be contemptible to a person. So also here, so mitzvah shouldn't be considered. A person should treat the Hanukkah candles important and not use them for menial things. What's the rule using sukkah decorations over the 7 days? You're not supposed to count money opposite Ner Chanukah, which means you shouldn't use the opposite of the object of a mitzvah for other purposes. Rabbi Yosef said, God of Abraham, Tali Tanya B'lo Tanya, you're going to make that which is depend, that's which is written in a Mishnah, depend on something that's not written. Sukkah Tanya, Chanukah Latanya, Sukkah is in a Mishnah, the Tanya. Sikha Kilchasa Vitra Bekramu Vasadinu Mitzyar, the Talibama Gozan, a forsaken, Shkadim, Rimonim, Ufarchele Anavim, the Atara Shal Shibalim, Yeno Shmanim, Uslasos, Ostasta, Mehana Matiyam Tavachan Shachag. So it's an explicit teaching which says, right, it's a brisa, which says a person who put the sukkah in made a kosher roof and they decorated with curtains and sheets and hung nuts, peaches, almonds, pomegranates, grapes, stalks of grain, wines, oils, flour, right? I guess the flour was in some sort of, you know, receptacle. It's, so you're not allowed to use them until the last day of Yom Tov, until, and if you, right now it says, V'im. Hisnalayan, but if a person made a tanai about them, how call if it's another? It depends. So if when he put it up, he had a specific thing in mind. So it depends on the style of Rav Yosef. Avuan de kulo dam. And Rav Yosef said, the father of all these, like the source proof for all these things, is the covering of the blood, where we learn all this from in the Torah. Itmar. Rav Amar Ein Malika Miner Liner. Rav said you can't light from one Chanukah lamp, one Chanukah candle to the other candle. Shmuel Amar Ligin. And Shmuel said you could. Rav Amar Ein Matirin Tzitzis Mibigat Lebegat. You can't untie the tzitzis from one garment to go stick them on another garment. Shmuel says you could. Rav says Rav says the halacha is not kashimin regarding dragging objects on Shabbos, and Shmuel said the halacha is according to Rav Shimon regarding dragging on Shabbos. So Rav Shimon said you're allowed to. And Rav says not the halacha, and Shmuel said it is not halacha. Amar Abaye kol mili demar avid kemar levar mehani tlast avid kishmuel. Abaye said in all halachic things I paskin like Rav, except for these three things I talk about like Shmuel. And what are those three things? The things we just read. The Shimon said a person can schlep a bed, a chair, and a bench, as long as he's not trying to make a charitz in the ground, which is like some sort of furrow in the earth as he drags it. Which normally you can't. It's plowing on Shabbos is to dig up the earth, but he's not. He's not planning to do it. He's just trying to drag a thing. A person, one of the chachamim was sitting for Adar Av, and he sat and he said like this: Time the Rav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. The reason for Av is because of doing something that's like contemptible to Mitzvah. Don't listen to him. Time the Rav Mishum to Kamachish Mitzvah. The reason is because it weakens the Mitzvah. Might be now. The difference is whether you light. If a person lights from one fire to another fire, if you say it's because it's making it's disgusting, right, contempt, so you could light because it doesn't demean and diminish the mitzvah. But if you say because it weakens the mitzvah, so it still does it because ultimately it weakens it a little bit. Masiv Rav Avya. Rav Evius asked a question. Sela shel meiser sheni. Chaf beis on the base. A sela, it's a currency of meiser sheni. Ein shel keneged dinrei zahav. So you can't weigh gold dinars with it in order to determine their weight. Avila chalal olav meiser sheni acher. Even if the purpose of it is to mechalal a different meiser sheni. So you're even going to be doing it for a mitzvah. Yem b'shalom keep the gibra v'shem v'nei l'ner av b'kinsa. Asar Shmuel, if you say that Rav and Shmuel disagree about lighting from one candle to another, but with a wood chip, Shmuel prohibits this. So this will be a halo have it yufta. Then this will not be a disproof to Shmuel. But if he also permits lighting a wood chip, so this would be a proof against him because Chazal didn't permit use and benefit of something holy. If even for the purpose of a similar need, we're worried that a person's weight will not be exactly precise, and then He'll use it for chulin, and therefore he'll consider something to be not holy, when really they are. But when a person lights a wood chip for the purpose of Ner Chanukah, it's clear it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. There's no reason to have made a decree. Masuf Reb Sheshes Michutz Abrochas Edus Yaroch. Reb Sheshes raised a question. Outside the parochas, the like a curtain, Edus Yaroch, you should put the the menorah. Mechila Oruhu Tzarech. Does Hashem require light? Would the Jewish people follow Hashem's light in the Midbar? He provided us light. Hashem doesn't need us to light a candles for him. The purpose of the menorah is not to provide light, but to be a testimony to the Jewish people that the divine presence is present among the Jewish people. My Eidos, how does this, well, what's the proof? This is the Western candle of the menorah, which would get just as much oil as every other candle. It would start with it, he would light from it, and he would light it less. In other words, it would last the longest, right? Isn't it true that since the lamp, the candles were fixed in the menorah, so there was no choice but to take, like, I mean, how are they going to do it, right? The only way to do it was you couldn't light from one candle to the next. You had to take for something. Kasha, bein lamanda mishum b'iz mitzvah, bein lamanda mishum mikloshe mitzvah. I mean, they had to use a wood chip or something like that. And they basically make this chicken. Rav Silas Arukos. And Rav said it was not necessary because they had very, very long wicks. So if so, lamanda mishum mikloshe mitzvah, kasha. So he said, but still, according to the opinion that says you shouldn't light from one lamp to one, right, one candle to another because it weakens the mitzvah. Kasha, it's difficult. So Gemara says, "Taka kasha." It is. It's a good kasha. My havela. So what is the conclusion? We have to see if the halacha is that by lighting the Hanukkah candles, you've accomplished your mitzvah. Then you could light from one to the next. But we say hanacha osa mitzvah by putting the lit in the appropriate place. That's the mitzvah. So he said, because it was a question. Does lighting the menorah accomplish the mitzvah, or does placing it in the right place accomplish the mitzvah? When a person is holding a Chanukah candle, he's standing somewhere. He's not doing anything. You see, you have to put it down. That's because a person who sees it, you're not publicizing the mitzvah because he thinks you lit it for yourself. Rabbi said, if you lit the Chanukah candles inside and then you brought it outside, you didn't do anything. If you say that the lighting of it does the mitzvah, you need to light it in the appropriate place. And that's why it's no good. We say putting it down is a mitzvah. What do you mean he didn't do anything? Person who sees it is going to say that he did it only for himself, and that's why it's not enough. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Levi, come here. Rabbi Shimon Levi said.